ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Until now, the Biden administration's criticism of Israel's conduct in Gaza has done nothing to slow the shipments of American arms to Israel. But that changed this week. President Biden publicly acknowledged that US weapons have killed civilians. Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin also confirmed a shipment of heavy munitions bound for the Middle East was delayed over concerns it could be used in Rafah. Then, for the first time, Joe Biden said he would halt offensive weapons to Israel if the IDF proceeds with its Rafah ground offensive. Brian Finucane is a senior advisor for the US program at the International Crisis Group and a former lawyer at the State Department. Brian, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Yesterday, for the first time, US President Joe Biden revealed the leverage he has over Israel, which is immense, by saying he would halt offensive weapons transfers if this ground offensive was to go ahead. How significant is that?
It's a notable and very much overdue shot across the bow, which, as you noted, follows the disclosure that the United States has already paused the transfer of thousands of 500 and 2,000-pound bombs to Israel over concerns that they would be used in Rafah and over concerns of additional civilian casualties resulting from these U.S. weapons.
Israeli tanks have already rolled into Rafah. Has this, in your view, come too late?
Well, I think it remains to be seen. The administration seems to have predicted that Israel would launch a major operation, ground and air operation, into Rafah, akin to what we saw earlier in Gaza City and Khan Yunis. And I think they were, frankly, appalled and frightened at the potential number of civilian casualties resulting from that operation. Thus far, the operations by the IDF in Rafah have been more limited, but nonetheless, they have resulted in civilian casualties already. And so I think it remains to be seen, one, how the Israeli government will actually respond in practice to this warning from President Biden. We've seen a lot of defiant rhetoric thus far. But two, whether and how the administration follows through on this warning. Will they curtail, and how much will they curtail, U.S. arms transfers to Israel if Israel does move in further to Rafah?
But could Israel manage a ground invasion of Rafah without American arms?
So we don't know the full immediate operational impact if the U.S. were to curtail some or all weapons transfers to Israel, because we don't have a full visibility into their stockpiles. But even if Israel were to be able to conduct operations in Rafah, the U.S. you know, is the major supplier of arms to Israel, and it would definitely impact Israel on other fronts potentially, including in the north, with respect to hostilities with Hezbollah. So I think even beyond Rafah, if the U.S. were to seriously curtail arms, that would definitely impede Israel's military operations more generally and have to factor into their decision-making.
So a senior IDF figure has been quoted as saying Israel will step up the intensity of the operation in Rafah to show that it doesn't take orders from the United States. Is that what you think is likely to happen, that Israel will want to show some defiance after the U.S. president has said this?
Well, we're seeing defiant rhetoric now, but I think there's a realization by many Israeli officials that the United States is Israel's biggest backer. It arms Israel, provides diplomatic cover to Israel, and just quite recently, the U.S. intervened to shield Israel from a retaliatory Iranian missile attacks. And so rupturing the relations with the United States over Rafah is a step that I think many in Israel would not be wary of taking. And so I would take the defiant rhetoric we're hearing from Israeli officials at this point with a grain of salt. We'll see what actually happens. But the United States and Israel have a close relationship, and it's not one that I think many Israeli decision makers would want to jeopardize over this operation.
What do you make of the delay in the release of the State Department's report on whether Israel has violated U.S. and international humanitarian law during the war in Gaza?
Well, having been involved in the preparation of these reports from Congress, I can say that they often slip the deadlines by a few days or sometimes even years in some cases. In this situation, there is reportedly disagreement within the State Department over what the report should say. We've heard reports that the bureaus and elements of the State Department that are responsible for humanitarian affairs have reached adverse conclusions about Israel's compliance with the law of war in Gaza. But those are, there are different views in the building. It's not clear yet where the Secretary of State will ultimately land. I am somewhat pessimistic about how candid this report will be, given that the administration thus far has been reluctant to reach adverse legal or factual conclusions that would complicate its preferred policy to date, which has been unconditional support. But now that we see the president signaling that there might be conditions, maybe the administration will change and provide more candid assessments of how Israel is actually conducting itself.
And of course, then there's the politics, you know, key Republicans coming out and denouncing Joe Biden's statements in relation to shipments of arms. Kind of difficult for Biden, obviously, given he's actually been Israel's closest friend, and it's certainly been damaging to him politically among his own base.
Yes, it is split the Democratic caucus in Congress and split the Democratic electorate. I will say that some of the criticism coming from the Republican side of the aisle in Congress is a bit rich, given that their hero figure, Ronald Reagan, also curtailed arms transfers to Israel back in 1982 over concerns Israel was using U.S. weapons to attack civilians. And so the Reagan administration paused transfers of cluster munitions to Israel for several years because of concerns they were being used to attack civilians.
Brian, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Brian Finucane is a former lawyer at the State Department.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.